Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode.
Welcome to T-Bone Speaks with Dr. Tarun Agarwal, where our goal is to change the way you practice dentistry by helping you achieve clinical, financial, and personal balance. Now, here's your host, T-Bone.
All right, and welcome back for another episode of the T-Bone Speaks. Today, we're going to be answering another question. And today's question was submitted by Nick. T, I know that you're in network with a fair amount of dental insurance plans, so I have faith that you can help me with the solution to my problem. I am a CEREC owner, and I'm frustrated when I do any anterior work that the time and effort that goes into custom tinting and glazing a beautiful restoration for a patient with a PPO insurance is not rewarded with a fair fee. I'd like to charge a lab fee, say $249 or $299 per unit, and give the patient the option when we are treatment planning the case on the front end if they would like to pay for an upgraded custom tinted crown. I have emailed our rep from Delta Denta, asked if I am legally allowed to do this, and have not gotten a straight answer. Can this be done? Also, I know you do a global fee for your implant start to finish. Do you do the same for your crown and bridge? Thanks in advance for your help. Well, Nick, I think this is a great question. And quite honestly, I'm not surprised that your insurance company is not giving you a straight answer because they don't want to give you a straight answer. They want to make it confusing. They want to leave it up to you. And then they want to decide the rules when that comes into situation and planning. So certainly they don't help the situation. So I get that certainly. Now let's talk about how we're doing it in our practice. So first and foremost, I define a good crown as something that's well-fitting, looks pretty nice, and functional, okay? So as a PPO provider, that's my definition, okay? So when a patient has a PPO, I'm going to make them a nice CEREC crown. I'm going to use a multi-layered CEREC crown, or I'll use a EMAX crown in the anterior when strength is a bigger concern for me. And we will either simply polish or just glaze these restorations. And that's what I consider a PPO crown. Now, when a patient needs something better than that, we give them the option up front to choose a cosmetic restoration. And what we charge is an aesthetic upgrade fee. We do not call it a lab fee. And the reason we don't call it a lab fee is because it's not a lab fee. And many plans actually specifically disallow you charging lab fees. So we call it a cosmetic upgrade fee. And that fee will vary based on the complexity of the case. And sometimes we can do that in the office. And sometimes we actually work with a laboratory to do that. And why we charge a cosmetic upgrade fee is that it's not just about the lab fee associated with this. It's more about the time that it takes, the expertise that it takes. And oftentimes when you're dealing with someone that wants something that looks unbelievably good, you also spend more visits getting it exactly right. And there's just more involved with it. It's not just about the lab fee. In fact, I don't think charging a couple of $100 is enough, to be quite honest with you, in terms of when you're working with a laboratory. Just the lab fee itself is not enough. So in our office, our typical fee when we have a patient that's looking for something that really blends in, like really blends in master ceramic level work, is going to be in the $500-$600 ballpark in and above our standard crown fee, which is obviously set by the insurance company. We give our patients an option. If they choose to have that done, great. If they choose not to have that done, I'm totally happy to make them a nice looking ceramic crown. Now, there are times where I'll still stain and glaze it, and that's just patient's luck. But if the patient is really particular and really wants that high-end result, then I firmly believe they should pay for that, as I believe that PPO insurances pay for fitting and functional dentistry and not necessarily highly aesthetic dentistry. So that does mean that you and your team have to get better. And I believe that one of the things that you should do is you should have some examples of maybe a case where you take the same patient and you do a stain and glaze high-level crown. And then before you actually put that in the mouth, just take that crown straight out of the milling unit, polish it up, make it look nice, maybe even just glaze it and show the patient so that you can have some examples of what the difference is so your patient can pick and choose. Now, it is unbelievably important that you are willing to accept that your patient may accept to just have standard, what I call standard dentistry done. So you can't force your patients into this, certainly. And then in terms of what you code it as, we use a 02999 type code, a non-insurance code, and we don't even submit that portion to insurance. So typically for an anterior crown, we'll submit the buildup when we do a buildup, the 02750, I believe it is, for the all ceramic crown, and then we'll have the 02999, our internal aesthetic fee that's not submitted to the insurance. And we review this all with the patient in advance. The patient signs off on it. The patient has a choice of choosing to do that and not doing that. So from that perspective. Now, on the second part of your question, you did ask if I have flat fees on crown and bridge. So generally speaking, when I get beyond what I call general dentistry, which is one or two tooth dentistry, I try to go to a flat fee system. It does become hard with insurance because you start having to work with codes and things like that. But I find that with patients, it becomes easier and that, again, explaining it up front to your patients, certainly we've been very fortunate and we haven't had any trouble with it, but I do have a flat fee. So for example, if somebody comes in and they want a 10-unit case, say a cosmetic case of some sort, my fee may be in the $14,000, $15,000, $16,000 ballpark. And that number is determined by, honestly, the complexity of the case and how hard the individual is. And that fee includes everything from start to finish. And I tell my patients that, listen, this fee includes everything, wax up, models, planning, digital smile design, all the different things that we're going to do, the trial smile, laboratory communication, all those things. Now, when patients get into the talk of insurance, I simply try to minimize insurance. I say, listen, insurance is here to pay for basic dentistry. You know, typically something like this, if this were to be covered by insurance, they may have $1,000 coverage for you. But quite honestly, this is cosmetic in nature. So don't expect anything from insurance company. In fact, our experience has shown that insurance is not going to pay for any of this. So don't get caught up in that. And when a patient is really driving you about insurance, 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 I believe you just simply say no to that case. And I know it's hard because sometimes you want the production, but quite frankly, there's no point in doing dentistry at a business loss or no profit at all, unless you're doing it as a CE case in a learning environment or as a learning case for yourself. But you can't do every case like that. And I have learned over the years, over the last 15, 16 years, when patients on cosmetic cases or elective cases or what I call non-insurance-driven cases become very insurance-driven, I simply say, you know, this may not be the right time for you. We may not be the right place for you. We focus on doing, trying to give you great results, and we don't allow insurance to get in the middle of that. So I think that's probably the wiser way to handle some of those things. So Nick, hopefully I've answered your question, and thank you very much for submitting that question. And for those of you listening that would like us to answer more questions, please on the bottom left side of your screen, you'll see you can visit www.tbonespeaks.com and submit your questions there for a future episode. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for listening to T-Bone Speaks with Dr. Tarun Agarwal. Remember to keep striving for excellence, and we'll catch you on the next episode.